rare genetic disorder called Williams syndrome are known for having incredibly outgoing personalities and a profound love for music. Scientists are still trying to figure out where this musical affinity comes from and how it relates to their disability, and that's why researchers set up a summer camp for people with Williams syndrome in Nashville, where fittingly, they get immersed for a week in country music. WPLN's Emily Siner has the story.
The Grand Ole Opry is country music's holy land. It's home to the weekly radio show that put country on the national map in 1925. And it's where this summer, 30 people with Williams syndrome arrived backstage, some of them quivering with excitement.
Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We're so excited to have you all here this evening.
Clancy Hopper is their tour guide. She starts by showing them the numbered mailboxes where fans can send letters to Opry members.
Oh, we got 192. That is Miss Carrie Underwood.
Wow.
We got 176 is Blake Shelton.
Wow.
She walks them down the hall so they can peek inside a dressing room, like one reserved for performers making their Opry debut.
So, it's the actual first time they step on to that famous 6-foot oak circle of wood out on our stage.
Hopper loved this tour even before she got hired as a guide, because she used to come as a camper. She also has Williams syndrome and attended the camp for 8 years before applying for a job at the Opry. And it's clear why she got it. She's a master at pumping up the crowd. Although, admittedly, this crowd is easily pumped.
Guess what time it is?
What?
It's time to hit the Grand Ole Opry stage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is Hopper's favorite part of the tour. Campers like Rachel Flam are overwhelmed with wonder looking out into the huge, tiered auditorium.
I'm trying not to cry, but it's so hard.
This camp is a collaboration between the Vanderbilt Kennedy Center, which studies developmental disabilities, and the Academy of Country Music. Campers spend the week meeting country stars and visiting recording studios. This year, they wrote a song with Dierks Bentley. The grand finale is performing the song they wrote this very night, live on the Opry.
It's been a whirlwind.
Jared Glenn is 32 years old and lives in Detroit. He loves country music, so he's been in a state of bliss being surrounded by it for the past week.
I've never ever been to the Opry. I've always seen it on TV, so to be here now is like amazing, like really amazing.
He says it's also just nice to get out of the house. People with Williams syndrome have an intense desire to connect with others, but don't always know how. Camp director Marissa Fisher says their disability also can keep them from getting jobs.
They just kind of sit at home and don't have a lot to do during the day, and so this is the big event that they look forward to all year long.
But the camp is more than a social outing. Vanderbilt is also doing research on them. This year, Fisher has been studying their friendships and designing an intervention program to help them interact with people more effectively. Other researchers are looking at how to teach them safety skills, which seem to go against their natural inclination to be friendly and trusting, and examining why music affects their brains differently. There's also a large component of helping them gain independence. Fisher says the camp encourages them to stretch themselves in a way their parents might not.
We give them sheets and we say, you know, make your bed. We don't make the bed for them. We don't allow the parents into the dorms, so the parents cannot unpack their bags. They can't set out their clothes. We say, no, this is their week. They can do it.
Take Sarah Myers, who's 23. She says being here has helped her figure out how to do more on her own.
Before, I would have to have help with cutting because I am not comfortable using a knife. They've really helped me, like, learn how to cut and to, like, be myself.
It might seem small, but she says it's boosting her confidence. For Clancy Hopper, the Opry tour guide, she still draws on her lessons from camp.
One year we had a mindfulness class, and it really just taught us, like, just being able to be present and breathe through different things has been very helpful.
Campers are clearly trying to use these techniques as they wait to go on the Opry stage for their final performance. Some are shaking with nerves and trying to calm themselves with deep breaths. Country singer Chris Young is already out there performing, and when he finishes his song, the campers file on in two lines.
They are going to make their way to the stage and join Chris Young.
The song they wrote is called I Love Big. It's about themselves, how they get so excited about the things and people they love. They belt it out over the band. In the last chorus, one camper in the back goes a bit rogue. He breaks formation to wave his arms overhead in time with the music. The audience follows his lead. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.